It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we bring in the sideline reporter for the Seattle Seahawks radio broadcast, Jen Mueller. You can follow her on Twitter at JenTalkSports. Jen, the Seattle Seahawks have won their last two games, and they are now only one game behind the Arizona Cardinals for first place in the NFC West. How has Pete Carroll been able to avoid the Super Bowl hangover following the Seahawks championship season in 2013?
Well, I think that there's a couple of different factors at play, and I think the biggest one that everybody's going to point to is the fact that they're getting healthy at the right time. A couple of weeks ago, Bobby Wagner returned to the middle of that defense and really helped solidify a lot of those run fits that had been problems for a couple of weeks. And Cam Chancellor is back to playing at almost 100%. He's been battling a couple different injuries, ankle and hip and things like that throughout the season. But I will tell you this. There is another factor that you cannot possibly quantify, and it's this team meeting that they had a couple weeks ago where they really talked about playing for each other and not focusing on individual stats, but doing whatever they can to make each other better on the field. And that is what the players and the coaches point to as making the biggest difference in the last 2 weeks.
So, Jen, following up on that, how important was it for the team to get rid of Percy Harvin? As talented as he was, it just seemed like that he was almost like a cancer inside that Seahawks locker room.
Well, I think that he caused a lot of disjointedness on the offense. Because he is so talented and he can be used so many different ways, the Seahawks got away from what had led them to a championship last year, and that was feeding the ball to Marshawn Lynch and really pounding it on the ground. You know, when you're trying to get the ball to Percy, you've got less touches going to Marshawn. You know, I did not experience the same things with Percy as the players did, only they know how he impacted meeting rooms and how he impacted the locker room. But you could certainly make the argument that once he was not part of the equation on offense, the Seahawks could get back to what they've been so successful at.
Jen, with the focus of the offense going back to Marshawn Lynch, how, in your estimation, has that helped Russell Wilson as he continues to develop as a quarterback?
Well, it's tremendously helpful to have an outlet like Marshawn. And what we've seen them do with Marshawn more this year is actually throw him the ball more and to run him on little screen plays and on little outs. And that's been helpful for Russell. And the way that they move the offense around, you know, it's opened up a lot of running lanes for Russell. You have seen him gain more yards on the ground this year than some running backs, starting running backs across the league. Now, the Seahawks are always going to look for him to pass the ball instead of run the ball, and Russell will tell you that himself. But, you know, when you've got a guy like Marshawn who can pound it, and early in the game, I promise you, he's not going to pick up a lot of yards. And you're going to look at this and you're going to say, what are they doing? But by the third and the fourth quarter, the defense is going to get so tired of trying to stop Marshawn, he's going to get the 5- and 6-yard gain.
Jen, let's talk about the Seattle defense. You mentioned them at the beginning of this segment here. How do you think they will match up against Chip Kelly and the up-tempo offense, which is clicking all cylinders with Mark Sanchez running things at quarterback and LeSean McCoy getting things going on the ground?
You know, I am curious to see how this works because the last few weeks, it has really been ground and pound that they have had to play. And it's really just been kind of like one of those slugfest heavyweight battles. I do think the secondary is chomping at the bit to do just a little bit more and to be tested in different ways. Because if you're facing teams, you know, like the Niners who'd really prefer to run the ball or Arizona, then you're not getting as much work in the secondary. I think conditioning-wise, they're probably in great shape. I know that the Eagles are running to play, what, every 22 seconds, I think, which is incredible to me. I am curious to see how that defensive line holds up. They're not quite as deep as they were last year. Those rotations are going to happen really quickly. But the Seahawks will play base defense. They're not going to do anything crazy. So if you just keep your base defense out there, I think you're going to be in better shape so that you're not making those substitutions, you know, during the middle of plays and trying to beat Chip Kelly at that, because I don't think you can.
I can't wait for the matchup this weekend, seeing Chip Kelly going against Pete Carroll, the Eagles offense against the Seattle defense. So many interesting storylines. Jen Mueller, again, the silent reporter for the Seattle Seahawks radio broadcast. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.